a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
The Midrash Tehillim shares a story that happened a long time ago. There was a king who lived in Persia, and he wasn't feeling well. So he called in doctor after doctor and said, "What's going on? Why am I feeling so lousy?" And finally, one of the medical advisors said to the king, "You have a very unusual condition. I've actually only seen this condition one other time in my entire life. And believe it or not, there's a really unusual medicine that you will need to take to help you heal." "What is it?" asked the king. "I'll do anything. I just want to feel better. I'm feeling so yucky." "Well," said the advisor, "you will need to drink the milk of a lioness." "The milk of a lioness?" said the king. "How on earth will I ever get the milk of a lioness? That is so dangerous. I don't want to go anywhere near a lioness. What do you think I should do? I do want this illness to go away, and it sounds very strange that the milk of a lioness is something that can help, but I'm willing to try anything. How am I going to get it in a way that's safe? How will we get this milk?" The king called in all of his advisors and asked them to please try to think of a way that they could get the milk of a lioness for him without their getting hurt in the process. They thought and thought and couldn't figure out a solution. So they said to the king, "We think that this question is such a big question that it should go to King Shlomo. King Shlomo is the wisest person on the face of the earth. Let's see if he has an idea." And so the king sent his personal doctor, together with a few messengers, all the way to Israel to King Shlomo. "We need some ideas," they said. "We need to know how to get the milk of a lioness without getting hurt." King Shlomo called in Benayahu ben Yehoyada, and they discussed it together. And Benayahu came up with a plan. Benayahu said, "If you can give me 10 goats, I can figure out a way to get the milk." "Okay, let's see this happen." And so Benayahu said, "We will start tomorrow." And the next morning, Benayah took one goat. The doctor of the king and the messengers of the king came along with him, and they approached the lion's den together. They stood far away, and they saw the lioness nursing her cub. Benayahu looked at the messengers of the king and at the doctor and said, "Watch what I'm going to do." From a distance, he took a goat and he threw it toward the mother. The lioness was quite happy. "That's a pretty delicious breakfast for me without having to go out to hunt. Yum, yum." They backed away. Day number two, Benayahu woke up. And he called the messengers and he called the doctor. He said, "Come along with me." And on day two, he stood one step closer to the lioness and he threw in another goat. And the lioness ate it up and it was delicious. And on day three and four and five and six and seven and eight and nine, he went closer and closer, and each day gave another goat to the lioness to eat. By the time it was the 10th day, they all woke up and they were excited to see what was going to happen now. At this point, Benayahu felt confident enough to go very close to the lioness with the goat. And while the lioness was busy eating, he expressed a little bit of milk into a container, slowly backed off, and showed the doctor and the messengers that he had collected the milk. This plan worked very well in this story, but I do not recommend it to any of us. They brought it back to King Shlomo, and he was so happy that they were successful and that they'd be able to journey back home to Persia and help their king feel all better. Halfway home, they were getting a little tired. So the doctor looked at the messengers and said, "Let's get some rest before we go home." And they said, "Oh, that is such a good idea." And so everybody went to sleep for the night. And when the doctor went to sleep, he had a dream. It was a strange dream. The different parts of his body were fighting with each other. The feet spoke up first.
Just saying, I would just like all the other parts of the body here to know that I am the most important of all, because I know we're on our way back now to the king. My feet brought all of you to the lion's den."
The hands could not stand what they were hearing and chimed in and yelled, "What? We are the most important part. If it were not for the hands, the milk wouldn't be possible to be here, because you know hands are what expressed the milk from the lioness." And the eye said, excuse me, what are you talking about? If I did not show you the way, this mission could never have been accomplished."
Wait, said the heart, just one minute. The idea came from me, you know, the heart and the head, they're so connected."
And then the tongue spoke up. "If not for speech, how would you manage at all?"
"What? Speech? All of the other parts of the body, the hands and the feet and the heart and the head," all said. "Tongue, you do not even deserve to be talking. How could you even compare yourself to all of us? You know, you live in a very dark place and you don't even have one single bone."
The tongue spoke back to all of them in a quiet voice and said, "You will see very soon that it is I that rule over all of you." The doctor woke up in the morning and he remembered his dream, or maybe nightmare. It was so strange. Well, the other messengers got up too, and they went directly to the palace of the king. And the doctor stood in front of the king and said, "Your Majesty, here's the dog's milk that you asked for. We're so happy to be able to give it to you to feel better." The king said, "What? What? Dog's milk? I sent you to another country and you came back with dog's milk? You were supposed to bring me back the milk from a lioness. What is going on? Doctor, I am putting you in a jail in the palace."
All the parts of the body started to tremble and say, "What? We don't want to go to a jail. How did we just get ourselves in such trouble?"
The tongue spoke up and said, I told you that what you all thought was wrong. I told you. If I save you, will you all admit that I am the most important part? Will you all admit that I am the ruler and that I am such an important part in your body?"
And they all agreed. They didn't want to go into jail.
As the doctor was being dragged to jail, the tongue spoke up and words came out of the doctor's mouth. Excuse me. Before you bring me to jail, can you just bring me back to the king for 1 minute?"
And they said, "Okay, we will. Enjoy it. You're not going to see light for a very long time once you're in jail."
And so they brought the doctor back to the king. And he looked at the king and said, "I know you wanted to put me into prison.
you wanted to put me into jail because what did I do wrong? The king said, you brought me dog's milk instead of milk from a lioness.
Yes, said the doctor. You know, as long as it makes you feel better, who really cares so much exactly what it's called? Sometimes there are some people like me that will call a lion a dog. You know, they're both mammals. Well, one roars, one barks. Here, why don't you just try it? Try some, drink some. Let's see what happens. The king drank some of the milk and he was cured. And he said to the doctor, thank you. Thank you for saving my life. And of course you don't have to go to prison. I'm so grateful to you. And all of the parts of the body said, we now admit that you, tongue, do rule over all the other parts of the body. This midrash teaches us just how powerful our tongues are. Hachayim v'hamavet b'yad ha-lashon. The Hebrew word for tongue is lashon because our tongues give us the opportunity to speak. Language also is lashon. And our tongues rule our bodies because what comes out of our mouth is an expression of what we're thinking and how we view the world. So if we're viewing the world in a way that is negative, that's not kind or good, and that's only looking for bad, that is what our tongue is going to talk like. Those are the words that are going to come out of our mouth. But if we look for good, then good words are going to come into our mouth because the tongue speaks what it is that we are thinking and the way we view the world. So it's our choice of how we want to live life. If we want to live life in a positive, happy way, we can. And our tongues, our mouths, our language will reflect that. Speaking Lashon Hara is one of the reasons why people in the time of the Beit HaMikdash could receive tzara'at, a skin disease. This tzara'at is meant to teach us that we have to think very carefully about how we interact with the world around us. Let's take this lesson from this week's Parsha and try to look at the world in a positive way and allow our tongues to speak positively, expressing language that is good and builds other people up. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.